A Solid Mandala, written by Patrick White and read by Humphrey Bauer.
"There's more life up this end," Mrs. Poulter said.
"Yes,"
said Mrs. Dunn. Then, because never let it be hinted that she did not make her contribution, she added,
"Yes.
It's the shops that give it life," Mrs. Poulter said. "There's nothing like shops."
"It's the shops, all right."
"These days a woman could do the whole of her shopping in sarsaparilla, but it isn't the same."
"It isn't the same."
"Not like you catch the bus to Barranugley and spend the morning mucking around. Mind you, it isn't the halfpenny. There's some women will spend a shilling to save the odd halfpenny."
Mrs. Dunn sucked her teeth.
"But it makes a change in a person's life, mucking around the big shops," said Mrs. Poulter. "With a friend," she said.
"Yes,"
agreed Mrs. Dunn.
"Yes."
She was looking straight ahead, past the mounds of hair. A young lady couldn't squeeze a hat on nowadays, even if she wanted to. Mrs. Dunn was fascinated by the halfpenny. If what Mrs. Poulter said was true, some women lost 1 in 11 on the round trip.
"You can muck around on your own, of course," Mrs. Poulter was saying. "But a friend is what makes the difference."
"A friend,"
said Mrs. Dunn.
"Yes."
Each of the ladies sat rather careful, because they had not known each other all that long, and the situation had not been proved unbreakable.
"If I hadn't have spoke to you in the bus that morning," Mrs. Poulter said, "we mightn't have got to know each other."
Mrs. Dunn smiled and blushed as far as her complexion allowed. Mrs. Dunn was the sallow sort.
"Though living in Terminus Road," said Mrs. Poulter.
"Both down the same road."
The bus became a comfort. Even when it jumped, which it did fairly frequently, all the young girls frowning or giggling, the bolder of them knocking the ash off their cigarettes with their mother-of-pearl fingernails, the two ladies were not unpleasantly thrown against each other. Mrs. Dunn perhaps benefited from it more, though Mrs. Poulter, it could not be denied, enjoyed the involuntary contact with her small, dry, decent friend. Mrs. Poulter sighed. It was so important to be decent.